Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Catholic Spirituality on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Camille O'Brien, joined by Father Nicolas Desposito and Father Herman Fleece. And now we present Catholic Spirituality.
Welcome back. I'm Father Nicolas Desposito. This is the Catholic Spirituality Show on the member-supported Restoration Radio. We continue this season offering a commentary on Roger Marin's Theology of Christian Perfection. We are dealing with the third section of the book, which covers the negative aspect of the Christian life. Having finished with the purification of the senses, today we are going to speak about the mortification of the passions. For those following the text, we are going to cover pages 300 to 307. In today's episode, we are also going to make reference to Tanqueray's book, The Spiritual Life. So we begin by defining what the passions are. According to Roger Marin, the passions are movements of the sensitive appetite caused by the apprehension of the sensible good or evil, accompanied by a certain change, more or less intense, in the organism, which is basically the same notion given by Tanqueray. He says passions are vehement movements of the sensitive appetite toward sensible good, reacting more or less strongly on the bodily organism. So, next, let's see how many passions are there. The classification followed by St. John of the Cross is that there are four fundamental passions, and he follows Boethius. But the more classical division is into 11 passions, and that's the one we are going to follow, is the one that both Roger Marin and Tanqueray follow for the number of the passions. All of them proceed from love, as Bossuet says. The 11 passions, therefore, are the following. Love is a yearning for union with a person or thing that pleases us. We thereby crave possession of it. Remember, love always wants to possess the object. The second passion is hatred. It's an eagerness to rid ourselves of what displeases us. It is born out of love in the sense that we hate that which militates against what we love. We hate disease only because we love health. We hate no one except those who place an obstacle to our possessing what we love. The third passion is desire. It's a quest for an absent good and proceeds from the fact that we love that good. The fourth passion is aversion, or another name is flight. This passion makes us shun or repel approaching evil. The fifth passion is joy, and this is the satisfaction arising from a present good. The sixth passion is sadness, and this makes us grieve over and shrink from a present evil. The seventh passion is courage, and this makes us strive after union with the object loved, the acquisition of which is difficult. The eighth passion is fear, which prompts us to shrink from an evil difficult to avoid. The ninth passion is hope, which eagerly bears us toward the thing loved, the acquisition of which is possible but is difficult. The tenth passion is despair. This one arises in the soul when the acquisition of the object loved seems impossible. Anger is the last passion.